Locker room chats continuing here tonight on a KNZA, coming down the home stretch of the regular season in high school basketball. We're pleased to be joined now by Bailey Lanter. She is the Horton girls basketball coach in our convo with the coach each week presented by Union State Bank. And coach, your team playing some really good basketball right now, and you certainly want to be playing your best ball, or at least playing good ball down the stretch. You know, we got a couple weeks left in the regular season, couple games to go over here with you, couple of wins to talk about, starting with the game Friday against Atchison County, 57-16, that final score. So again, you know, playing some good ball, and obviously Friday no different there against Atchison County.
Yeah, girls, you know, turned out a pretty good performance on Friday night, played pretty well. We got off to a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter, but they were able to kind of settle down and kind of get ourselves into a rhythm. And yeah, they were able to pull out a good win on Friday night in the league.
Yeah, pretty quick turnaround, though, as always, that Friday-Tuesday grind, and another big win against McClouth this time. That was Tuesday this week, 60-16. So the last two games, you surrendered just 32 points. Defensively, got to feel pretty strong, and even offensively, averaging well over 50 points per game here in these last few. Just good basketball both ways. What'd you take away from McClouth on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I mean, I think the girls are doing some really good things. There's definitely things that we're still, you know, not 100% pleased with, and things that we still want to kind of tighten up and, you know, kind of get ourselves in a position that we can make this final stretch of the season in good shape. But yeah, we're doing some good things offensively. I told the girls that our defense is what's going to win us games. So that continues to be our focus. And, hopefully that, you know, works out well for us as we get down to these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm just curious, as you being a first-year head coach here, you know, this late in the season, it's always different with head coaches in our area in terms of how much are you really peaking at the sub-state and just kind of where the standings are sitting right now. I mean, obviously, you guys are sitting in a really good spot right now. There's three teams right now, or I should say four teams right now with 13 wins. Moore Hill's a part of that group. Valley Heights a part of that group. The top 7-8 teams or so, 12 or more wins, you guys are sitting right there, tied for second place in terms of the total wins, I should say, with that tie for second. But do you peak a lot at sub-state? Are you a coach that's not really giving too much thought on it? What's your thoughts there, and just kind of have how the sub-state might be shaping up here the final couple weeks?
Well, you know, we've looked at it. I say we, my assistant and I, we've looked at it a little bit, and we've had some conversations, but really, you know, I'm someone that I focus one game at a time, and we've got some really tough games coming up here in our league, you know, in the next few nights. And so we've got some things we need to take care of. And so it's kind of a, I guess I'm in a mindset of one game at a time. So we need to go take care of Riverside on Thursday, and then it's a quick turnaround and we're on to Mar Hill. But yeah, absolutely. We want to continue to put ourselves in a position that we've got a nice seed, you know, come sub-state, but definitely have a lot of basketball to play and some tough games between now and then.
Yeah, you mentioned the game, Riverside, so a makeup with Riverside. That's a non-league game because you already played that matchup early in January, got the win there. You guys control your own destiny, of course, for a Northeast Kansas League championship. Real quick, your thoughts going back-to-back with Riverside Thursday and then Moore Hill at home on Friday.
Yeah, we've got a tough end to the week here. Riverside's playing good ball. You know, Moore Hill obviously is doing good things as well. And so we're going to definitely have to play some good basketball. You know, I'm glad that we've already played Riverside in the league. It gives us an opportunity to kind of come in and maybe use tomorrow night as a chance to kind of, you know, play good basketball, but at the same time, maybe work on some things, you know, for then Moore Hill on Friday. But yeah, we've got a tough end to the week here, but hopefully the girls are up for the challenge.
That's great stuff as always. Bailey Lanter joining us. She is the Horton girls basketball coach, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers again going with Riverside on Thursday and then right back on Friday at home against Moore Hill Mounts Academy in league play. Chargers 13-5, undefeated still in Northeast Kansas League play. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Perfect. Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.